Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Happy last day of school to all the public school kids out there. It's kind of a swift kick to the groin to all the Catholic school kids out there. They still have a few days left of classes. Your time will come, Catholic school kids. Your time will come. When it comes to the last few days of school, that always used to mean the epic senior class prank on the high school. Or grade 8 class. Sometimes they would do that in elementary school as well. Do you remember the senior prank back in the day? Students don't really do that anymore. Apparently, a lot of high schools have canceled or banned the senior prank. I don't know how you can do that or police that, but apparently it's a thing. On our Facebook page, I was asking, what are you planning for the senior prank? And nothing. Kids don't do it nowadays. Back in the day, it was always a thing. The old senior prank. Maybe it was senior skip day. I know a lot of people did that in their high schools. I got to give a shout out to the class ahead of me in high school. When I was in grade 11, the grade 12s at our high school had an epic senior prank. They showed up at like 6 o'clock, super early, way before all the teachers, and they parked in the teacher parking lot. Like, they took all the spots for the teachers. So when the teachers showed up, they're like, what? What's going on here? And what are you going to do? Tow all the cars? No. So the teachers had to park on the street. They kind of figured it out after a while. And the thing is, the teachers were great sports about it. They're like, okay, it's your last day of high school. We'll let it slide. If you remember your epic senior prank, let me know about it. 306-938-0963. Let's relive the good times because apparently, yeah, they're not a thing anymore. The public school kids always get out a little bit earlier than the Catholic school kids. It's always been that way in Saskatoon, and that infuriated me back in the day when I went to school, because I'm a Catholic school kid, and Catholic schools always share a park with public schools here in the city. Not always, but there are a ton of examples. You got Bishop Pocock and Wildwood School. You got Lake Ridge and St. Luke. You got Lakeview and St. Bernard. They always share a park. And when I went to St. Bernard back in the day, shout out to St. Bernard, the public school kids from Lakeview would always come on our second last day of school and rub it in our face that their summer holidays already started. Because we were out having a good time during recess, and then they would come in on their BMX bikes and be like, oh, you guys have school today? Huh, we don't. We just got back from Lakeview Pharmacy. Oh, look at all the Slurpees and candy we got. And then the bell would ring, we would go inside, and they would play on our playground. We could see them from our window, and they're just like, oh, have fun in school, guys. We're just on your monkey bars. We're on your tire swing. Those dang public school kids. According to SGI, Saskatchewan drivers set a bunch of records last month. Aw, yeah, go us. Don't know why I'm celebrating, because they're not good records. In May, we set the record for number of distracted driving tickets given out, seatbelt violations, and speeding offenses. You know what's coming, right?
Stop breaking the law!
You gotta stop breaking the law. Here are the numbers according to SGI. 1,025 distracted driving offenses, including 957 for using a cell phone. Now that is just during May. 1 month, over 1,000 distracted driving tickets. 697 offenses related to seatbelts and car seats. 8,884 speeding and aggressive driving tickets were handed out. And this is the worst one. 325 impaired driving offenses. That should be zero. All year, it should be zero. But 325 in 1 month? Oh, man. We didn't even break a record for that either. We just broke records for distracted driving, seatbelts, and speeding offenses. 325 impaired driving offenses. We gotta do better, Saskatchewan, and for good measure.
Stop breaking the law!
So I woke up this morning with 19 Facebook notifications, and immediately I thought, oh boy, I either said something really offensive on the radio, but I don't think I did, or I'm just super popular. People want to be my friend. All right. Every single one of those notifications was my friends tagging me in that story that The Office is going to be off of Netflix in 2020. Every single one, 19 notifications, all of them have to do with The Office being taken off Netflix. You know you're a big fan of a show when, right? There were rumors of this a few months ago because NBC is starting their own streaming site and NBC owns the rights to The Office, even though Netflix purchased the rights from NBC for The Office, but now NBC wants them back. In 2020, you will not be able to watch The Office on Netflix anymore. And people are freaking out. Like, my friends expected me to freak out because I can quote The Office from start to finish. Like, I love that show. I've seen it now 57 times through. That's not an exaggeration, by the way. That's real. But the thing is, like, you still got time. People are losing their marbles. Oh, no, sound the alarms. The sky is falling. You got, like, a year and a half left to finish The Office. I think you can find some time. You'll be okay.
And now, it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
So we all have that one friend who takes advantage of the swing by. You know the person I'm talking about. They give you a call and say that they're passing through town and are wondering if they can swing by for a few hours, maybe crash on your couch for a night. Now, once you give the green light to the swing by, these people throw in like 13 demands for the swing by. It starts out with some pretty harmless stuff. Oh hey, I forgot to mention, I have my dog with me, is that cool? He's only 110 pounds and sheds everywhere. Also, he hates the outdoors, so he'll have to stay inside with us. Another thing, I'm really sensitive to dust now, so could you get someone to clean out your vents before I come? I'd really appreciate it. And hey, my grandma might be joining us for supper. Totally forgot to mention, I'm staying for supper too. And she has one of those scooters. Do you have a ramp outside your house? No? Any chance you could go buy some lumber and put it over the steps? That'd be great. And hey, my Dungeons & Dragons buddies, they don't have a place to play tonight, so I said that you were cool with us playing over at your place. There's only 7 of them. They're great guys, you're gonna love them. The thing is, we might go for beers later, and it's kind of a D&D only thing, so when we go, could you make sure my grandma takes her medication? I'll leave you a list. They're all suppositories. It's pretty easy. She likes to fall asleep to reruns of Wheel of Fortune, so could you just record some for her? Also, she's kind of hard of hearing, so just a heads up, she will have the volume at around 80, 85. She usually falls asleep at around 1, so you're good after that. Also, I'm a vegan. You don't have to do anything for that. I just wanted to throw that in there. What else here? The person who takes advantage of the swing by. We all have that one friend.
I'm gonna end the show here with some relationship advice. The fiance and I, we were making homemade pizzas yesterday, and she grated the cheese, and that's it. I did everything else. Now, we don't have a dishwasher in our house, so every time after supper, we have the same debate. Who's going to do the dishes? She recommended that we both do the dishes because we both helped making supper. She just grated the cheese. Took like 37 seconds. I did everything else. So I'm like, that seems a bit unfair. Like most couples, though, we came to a compromise. Compromises are the key to a happy relationship. We came to the compromise that we both don't have to do the dishes. We just let them hang out in the sink. They're tomorrow's problem.